Welcome to How My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little less strict in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of winter fashion has us dying for a Christmas night.
Love.
Whether you want your Christmas glitz and glam, your sparkle, your Christmas jumper, Pennies got you covered for everything. Step into Christmas nights out with sparkly two pieces. Must have dresses, footwear and accessories to match all occasions. They have stunning bits. The sparkly suit that you wore for the live show.
Yeah, need. It's so cute.
It's the burgundy and sparkles. What more do you want?
Or even like the little shorts, wearing them by themselves with like a little turtleneck top.
Blazer.
Yeah.
Shorts, tights and heels are so in. At the moment, I love it.
Were they not always?
I don't think so.
What do people wear this time of year?
Did we all just get our legs out? Go on, the girls. But like, I'm loving tights, shorts, turtleneck and slingback heels.
Yeah.
Love.
We're all just getting that bit older.
We are.
Frontal lobe.
We're dressing so mature.
We are dressing so mature. Including the Rita Ora collection, which features luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace, fur and the colour of the season, burgundy. Head to Pennies today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials. Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that usually just doesn't even matter.
No.
It's just
something to moan about.
Something to give out about and say.
Yeah. Will I go first?
Go on.
My penny shacker got robbed in town on Saturday night.
Oh.
And I'm devastated.
And my penny shacker got robbed in Nashville.
Did it?
Yeah.
People are loving the penny shackers.
People love penny shackers.
I'm fuming. I know. So annoyed. It was my long Rita Ora fur one. I loved it so much. Got it in a size large, all big, all stunning. I literally haven't taken it off me since I got it. Left it down in town. And
where did you leave it?
On the windowsill where we all left our jackets.
Well, I'm like, no one else was over that way. And if they were, why would you just pick up someone's jacket?
I'd be like,
someone was feeling cold and was like, give me that.
Someone was feeling brave and just said, nice coat, give me that. I would be mortified if I got caught doing that. Like, I'd be mortified doing it, but like, I'd be mortified getting caught. Imagine me, I just went, sorry, that's mine. I would have loved to see whoever took it with it on and just said, that's my coat. And I wish.
Then you couldn't though, because they could have bought it as well.
No, but if I had something in the pocket that I knew was in the pocket, I'd be like,
Oh, yeah, you could, yeah.
It's mine.
Like, but imagine they were like, it's mine, and their stuff is in the pocket, and you're like, oh.
I'm going to start doing a primary school on it again and write my initials on the label of all my stuff. Fuck that.
Remember if you steal that? Like,
I was devastated.
It's so sad.
It's just annoying. Like,
and then you're
ew.
Freezing.
I was bloody bitter. But like, just ew, why?
I know. And it's obviously not a thing of they thought it was theirs, because no, it was only our jackets in that pile.
All of our jackets were all together.
Right underneath the little bar thing and the...
Gone.
Yeah.
So sad. So that's my rant of the week. That, and it's not the first. It happened to you so much.
Yeah, it happened to me once after Longitude. I was wearing this lovely...
This was a Longitude.
Yeah, leather jacket. Then my Penny's jacket. It's like an aviator one got stolen in Nashville. And I was freezing in Nashville. And that's the only jacket I brought on the whole holiday.
But like, imagine having the balls to do that.
Like, what?
Yoink. Are people going out
people,
at nights out?
People wake up and be like, oh God, what have I done?
Like, no, seriously. Or are they just rocking around with your coat on, loving life?
I know.
I would be mortified.
I would pass away.
Mortified. So whoever you are that stole my jacket, I hope will find you. And I will get you.
I won't. Hope you're cozy.
No, I hope it fucking... I hope it gets robbed on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you robbed mine. I hope someone robs it back off you.
Yeah. Have you heard of White Elephant, actually, that game?
No, what's that?
It's like this American thing. You basically bring a gift, it's wrapped up, and you put it into a pile, and all your friends are there, and they you each pick one. So you go in turns, there's numbers, and you get a number, and that goes in which order you pick your gift from.
Yeah.
And you pick a gift, and then you all open them, but you can, like, steal
or
their gift. Yeah, steal, but there's, like, a maximum two steals or something. But someone got, like, a Birkin bag I seen the other day. Yeah. Like, really good gift.
Can I put myself into that, Chris Kindle? What?
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
A belgy girl
just came up out of nowhere.
That does not happen yet.
I didn't
ever
see that coming.
Ever. Like, what did my mammy say about that? Something, and now it's gone down below. Oh, excuse me, it was so rude. It was not me, it was my food. It just popped up to say hello, and now it's gone down below.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Is that what happens? Your food comes up and goes back down?
I don't know, my mom just
said.
Sure, my mom never used the word fart when we were growing up. We weren't allowed to say fart.
What did she say?
My granny used to think, like, I think my granny was very like, la-di-da.
Yeah.
And fart was like a lady would never say the word fart. So she flipped the letters around and she would say, traff. Sorry,
traff.
I grew up as a child thinking traff was a real word. I just traff.
Did you say it to anyone else?
Probably, and they were like, "Are you all right?" And that's not a real word. Yeah,
at least talking backwards.
Yeah, she wouldn't say fart.
Oh my God,
say traff. Or just a trough.
It does sound a bit more nicer.
A fart.
I love the word fart. Everyone's just a fart. Like
a big fart.
Yeah.
It's really
like a fart sometimes.
It's good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my rant. Big fat robber. Big fat hate you. Big fat hope you wake up to a bag of coal on Christmas.
Yeah, it's real mean.
Just
hate that. Or when people find, I've used my rant before, but when people find something that you lost and just keep it. Like,
I definitely said in an episode, if I found something, I'd keep it.
Yeah, you did.
What did I say it was again?
I can't remember. I think we were talking about
a phone or something, was it?
I don't know.
It was something, but I was like, it was my camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, if I found that, I'd keep it.
Yeah. Would you?
No.
I think it's such a bad, I think it's a bad omen to keep anything. Even if I know the person won't even come back and get it or something, I'd still just hand it in somewhere.
Like if I found money or something on the floor, I'd try and give it back. Or like,
yeah. My dad always finds money. Just never find money.
I would never be so lucky. Love finding the odd fiver in a pocket.
No, we used to, like, people don't really have cash as much anymore.
I know. It's kind of shit.
Mm. My rant of the week, actually speaking of that, is America is so, and you're going to America?
Going tomorrow.
America is so, like, advanced in some ways. Like, they get stuff before us. Like, it's such a big country. Why everywhere do they not take Apple Pay?
Do they not?
You have to bring your cards and, like, give it to them. Like, in a lot of places, they won't take Apple Pay. Like, in Nashville more so than New York. But, like, I remember me and Sophie went home, but the girls were going on to New York and their flight was later than ours. And they went to go into a bar and none of them had a physical card and they couldn't get any.
Do you think
maybe we're just spoiled. I'm so used to just being able to tap deep, deep.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Tap everything.
And then, like, I was in a hotel and I had no physical cards. This is in Ireland for, like, a security deposit.
Mm.
So I had to go up my Revolut and show them the card. So that was fine on that. But, like, yeah.
I think it's for the tip thing.
Yeah, maybe. They need to scan it, like.
But also, the cards that we give when we're over in America are our physical, like, debit cards. Visa debit. The whole number is on the front.
I think that's the whole
thing is, like, your security.
Can they not rob us, like?
But, like, when you're shopping online, you put in that 12-digit code at the front, your expiry date, and the CVV or CCV, whatever. That's all on the physical card.
Yeah.
So they can just take the card, take a picture of the front and the back, and woohoo, shopping.
Is that not the case with credit cards?
I don't think so. I don't think it says all that, like, stuff on it. So that's why they can take it. But, like, you're getting my actual physical debit card. You can just see all my details.
You just take a little pig.
Yeah, that's as easy as it would be.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
I know, and they probably do take it off you and come back with it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're seeing them do it in front of you.
They can't put it into a machine and, like, take your cash out, but they can go and spend it online. Like,
I know.
Because all your stuff is on it. I think it's mental.
And some transactions
I'd forget to look and be like,
I wouldn't look. Especially if they were smart and done it like
little small things here.
Or like small things of like websites that I would buy from.
Yeah. Food things or small little things here and little Deliveroo here and there.
You
wouldn't
notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little meal. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd probably eat like a Boojum or something.
Are we like showing how smart we'd be if we robbed someone? That's what I'd do. If I robbed someone's credit card, that's what I'd do.
Yeah, I'd feel like you can definitely still trace it back to them.
Can you?
I don't know. But you'd know, like, if maybe it would come up as flag. Oh, because they'd be using it from a different country.
So it would flag it.
Flag anyway, I'd say.
It's just mad.
Or come up in like dollars and like, what? I'm not in America right now.
I'm terrified for the tip thing over here.
It's so expensive. Off, like,
sorry, like, but fuck off. Rant of the week.
I think they need to pay their staff more money because they rely on tips. But I'm like, that's a company should pay you enough money that you don't have to rely on tips.
Yeah, I like the way we do it in Ireland. Like, I'll always tip, like, always, but it's always nice to tip when you know someone like has not worked for it. That sounds awful. Like someone has genuinely been nice to you. Do you know what I mean? And somebody has served you really well and you had a great experience. And I love giving a tip like that. But in America, it's just like that. It's like
a given.
Yeah, a given that you have to do that, even if they're being not very nice.
I would still tip here if they weren't nice.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't get nothing.
A bit smaller, maybe.
But yeah, because I think Europe 10% is the standards and 20 in America.
Is it 20 in America? I'm going to have to do on the maths at the table.
They usually have at the end of the bill, it tells you like 18% equals. 18 is kind of the lowest you can.
Okay.
18% equals something dollars, 20%. And then it keeps going up. It's like 22 and all.
Yeah, me bollocks.
Like, and then it just adds on so much to your bill. Like, America's expensive as it is, but then if you're getting a nice dinner, like, it's adding on.
No, it's
another mad. Nice dinner on top.
Yeah, literally, I could have got a whole other dinner at that time. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. And I wonder as well, do they not be as nice sometimes over there because they know that they'll get it anyway? They don't have to make an effort to be like...
I feel like they're ballsy with it though. Remember I was saying about when they came over and told us that we didn't tip enough? They physically came back down with the bill after we paid and said, sorry, you didn't tip me enough. We said, what? What do you mean? and it rubbed me up the wrong way. So
did you end up tipping them more? Then?
Yeah. But that rubbed me up even more. I didn't want to then. Like, what if you genuinely sat there and said, no, I don't want to tip you? Then what?
Because it's not obligatory.
It's not illegal to not tip. No. You know what I mean? So what if you genuinely said no? Then what?
Was it the waiter that came over?
Yeah, the waiter came back down after we paid and gave the card and all. She came back down with the receipt and said, sorry, you didn't leave me enough of a tip. And we were like, sorry. Half of me was mortified, but the other half of me was like, that's so rude. Like, what?
I wonder, is that a thing?
We didn't understand what it was years ago. Like, no. Do you know, we didn't, we just thought we were at home and just like a normal, I think we had to tip her $80. I think the meal was like 400 or something. I can't do maths. I don't know.
But like, then if they have a few tables at a time, that's good. Like, for milk. Now, America cost of living is a lot. But yeah. Still, that's like, I kept my job there myself.
It's mad. That whole, but I've seen so many people talk about it on TikTok and stuff like that. Tipping culture in America is just mad.
I wonder if when Americans come here, would they tip the 20%? Or would they be like, happy days? Don't have
happy
to do
days.
That now.
Yeah. Brilliant, cheap meal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's all mad.
It's crazy.
There's our rants anyway.
But yeah, anyway, Apple Pay needs to be everywhere.
Yeah.
If they can make it there everywhere. Oh, we have a listener rant.
Oh.
This is the most first world problem ever. But I hired a cleaner to come to my house once a week and she keeps weighing herself on my digital scales. I have no issue with it except the scale sends all the data to my smartwatch and it's thrown off my own tracking as it thinks I've gained weight. I'm also mortified for her. She's a lovely woman. I don't think she understands that I've been getting weekly updates on her weight. I can't even tell her now because it sounds so petty. I don't want to embarrass her.
Oh my God, you cannot tell her.
You can't ever tell her.
Do you know what you need to do? You need to put that scales, your digital good scales, hide it somewhere. Put that in like your bathroom or something.
And leave it.
Leave a normal one where she's going. And if she mentions it, just be like, oh, it broke. The battery fucking, it stopped working.
I'd say she doesn't even care if it's a digital though. She probably just wants, like, ask.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but the fact she does not being sent to her watch. No, my whole heart is breaking. God love her. She's just wanting to go in and little,
But also, you can't really be doing that.
Yeah, I wonder if she do it with her socks off.
Where's the line of like,
you can't do that?
No. Not to say that's it, but like, imagine like someone coming to your house, like, where do you draw the line of like, right, you actually can't do that? Like, what about eating your food in the fridge?
No, you can't do that, can you? No. What do you mean?
Or watching the telly and sitting there.
Imagine you just had a camera set up and just chilling. Like,
oh, yeah.
We used to have a cleaner years ago and she was lovely. And I remember sitting down, having dinner, just talking to her and she was just pottering around the kitchen now, but she was really not like, I think she was around for a while, so I think like she was fine with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's like a knowing how comfortable someone is in your house.
I
remember being really young and sitting at the table and just talking to her as she was just I was just eating my dinner and she was just pottering around. But that's a bit mad now. It's being sent to her phone.
I think you can't say it.
That is something you are taking to the grave.
The first thing I thought of was get her a scales, but you can't do that. If it was anything
at
else,
Christmas.
if it was anything that made more sense that you could gift someone anyway,
yeah,
I'd say that. Mm. But like, you couldn't give someone scales anyway.
Oh my God,
on
no.
The best day. So I think what Ali said, put that one in the cupboard somewhere.
Yeah,
get one of them analog ones.
Yeah, or just another one, mate.
Yeah,
I know it's putting you out of pocket a bit, but it's just that is probably such an awkward conversation. Imagine how for both parties. Imagine how mortifying that would be.
And she obviously doesn't have one as well, so it'd be like, it's like a nice.
Yeah.
To have that.
Oh, God, love her.
And you can get scales real cheap, can't you? Like the ones that have the dial that you just step on like that.
Amazon. Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. If you agree with either of our rants, let us know. You can email into homeadrink@goloudnow.com or if you want to send in your own. Our Instagram is homeadrinkpod and we often chat about them on there and ask for advice and all the rest. If I was you, we're going to give you a bit of honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your situation. We can't sit on the fence or give maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we would act and how we feel about your dilemma. Mm-hmm. These are, again, sent into our email address, homeadrink@goloudnow.com.
So this one is, it's my boyfriend's 21st and his mom arranged a meal to celebrate and I was originally invited. The day before the meal, my boyfriend told me that there had been a change of plan and his dad was anxious about something coming up and just wants it to be their house. I felt like shit and like that wasn't the whole truth. I had requested a shift swap in work for this and even got a new outfit, so I found it really disheartening. And it made me feel like they don't like me as they were aware of requesting the shift. I then see his aunts and uncles have posted on Facebook a picture of them in the restaurant and for my boyfriend's 21st, and I realised not everyone was uninvited. I burst into tears when I seen this. The thing I hate most in the world is lying, and I would have much preferred to hear his mom hates me and doesn't want me around rather than to find out through social media that other people were still invited. What would you do in this situation? The mom has made nasty comments about a family member of mine who was getting old and quite sick.
What the hell? This mom sounds like a bitch.
Did she ever fall out with you, like, or
some moms have this
fancy
weird,
their sons.
Yeah.
Basically.
To put it plainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Why do you fancy your own son? Like,
why do you want to meet your son?
Why do you not want anyone else to have your son so you can keep him in your pocket forever?
Do you say meet, actually? Me and Graham had this conversation today and I nearly died.
Meet, like to kiss?
Yeah, yeah. Would you say like, oh, he's meeting her, like,
remember? Seeing her, like.
Yeah, remember when we were younger and we all used to say like.
Oh, then I would, but yeah. When I was younger, yeah.
Meeting.
Are you meeting him? It just meant like, it just meant like kissing someone, didn't
yeah,
it? Like,
didn't it?
How you weird. Just randomly kissed throughout the day.
Will you meet me? What? Me
shift. I know they say shift down the country.
Yeah, we don't say that.
We say me.
How weird. Anyway, sorry. Sidetracked. Yeah, some mothers genuinely fancy the pants off their sons, and
it's weird.
Don't want them with anyone. Like,
it's bizarre.
No,
like that's the only thing I can think of here. I think that's so shit that not everyone else is uninvited. You're literally his girlfriend. But would the boyfriend not be like, I really want?
Yeah,
like it's the boyfriend's birthday. I'd be like, yeah, obviously my girlfriend's coming.
Obviously.
Do you know what I mean?
Would you, how, where do you go with this? Because I feel like this is going to be the type of thing where the girlfriend is going to end up fighting with the boyfriend.
Yeah, over the mom. And this,
yeah.
And the mom be like,
yeah, 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 she'd be perfect. Rubbing her hand. Yeah. It's all coming together. That's what I think is going to happen. She's going to end up fighting with him when he's kind of like stuck in the middle kind of thing. Like,
but I'm sorry,
but in a weird way.
The boyfriend needs to also grow up here. Like, I would.
You're 21. Come on.
Imagine my mom trying to tell me I can bring Dano somewhere. Like, what?
Yeah. No, what sorry, I just want to keep it to the family.
Like, why? That is your family, though.
Yeah, and that is fine to do that as well. Like, genuinely, if it was just the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the...
To find out other people weren't uninvited either.
Yeah.
And they knew about her shift swap and all.
But I do just feel like still your family is your partner as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
It's just a given, like.
Yeah, if it was all your friends wanting to come, that'd be different. There'd be so many more people and whatever else. But, like... Your partner eventually is probably going to be part of the family when you're married. So like, why not have them there?
I think get him to ask mom. Because you can't walk in all guns blazing.
Well, he knows.
Really?
The reason. Yeah, 100%.
Do you think he can say to her, just tell me the truth?
Yeah, just tell me the truth. Why was I invited?
Like she said herself though, she'd much prefer to hear that the mom hates her.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear, no, she just doesn't like you. Grand, okay, no bother. Yeah. At least you know. And you're not worrying your head guessing like.
Yeah.
And all that lark.
Yeah. But it's shit because I feel like a mom not liking it is like not.
Oh.
Doesn't. And like, just know that it's not you because I've definitely been in that position before. And like.
So have I. So
but then there's been positions that only happened once and the other way around has happened every other time. So I'm like, who's the problem? Not me.
Yeah.
Because I am never.
Yeah. It's never me.
No, you're joking. But like, if you're after doing something to hurt or like hurt feelings or said bad things or like you're not a nice person, like that'd be different. But obviously, you don't know. Why she's acting like that, so you haven't done anything.
No. It's genuinely just some mothers
fancying their child.
I hope I never fancy my child. Well, that's a weird thing to say. I know I won't, but like no, but I hope I'm not gonna be like one of
them. That one them, ma'am. Yeah, because I always see them on TikTok and all.
Yeah.
My son is too good for like okay, you can
remember
have that.
That thing was going around, it was like about boy moms.
Yes.
And your one basically in a roundabout way, said she liked her son better than her daughter. That is so mean.
Yeah, that was...
Her daughter was going to see that one day.
Yeah,
that like, was crazy. I love my daughter, but when my son came along...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's no feeling like it. I was like,
sorry.
Your daughter.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah, that was mad. I think...
Never want to be one of them.
Beat your boyfriend. He obviously knows. It's his mom. He knows her 21 years. Like, he knows what's going on. So I think it's a thing of just him being honest with you and just telling you...
What's going on?
What's the issue?
Yeah.
Because maybe something happened that you don't even realise or something. Like, I'm just making things up here. I don't know any situation, but like something, I don't know. I feel like you just need to get to the bottom of it and asking him is the first way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant to homewardrink@growloudnow.com. New episodes of Home or Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thank you so much, Penny, for sponsoring this episode.
Love you
lots. Don't forget to check out all the winter glam bits. Christmas jumpers.
Stunning.
Christmas bedding, decorations, all available.
Jumpers are...
Penny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an old one, I think. But
make sure to like, rate, and subscribe wherever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, birds.
See you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.